This is Wild About Utah.
The fresh morning snow teaches me things I didn't know and reminds me of that which I had forgotten after a long year living once more with dark, firm soil. This year's fresh snow has taught me that two deer are regulars in my driveway, browsing on the wilting greenery which bends beneath the subtle weight of Utah snow, and stripping bark off a scraggly bough, exposing the green and peach inner flesh. Their hooves leave an imprint which mirrors two thumbs pressed together. They have a story. Which neighbor's yard did they come in from, and into whose they trekked back? The story that they walk side by side, the smaller towards the easiest escape down the driveway just in case. The story that they don't linger too long. I have learned that a stray cat prowls the same tracks as the deer, perhaps looking for the voles who are yet to find purchase beneath the Nivian earth. It descends from a cedar fence onto the ground, sticks to gliding silently by the unnatural straight angles of buildings and fences, until it finally makes a direct charge for a nearby hedge littered underneath with duff and good hunting. I wonder if it's the cat from the missing posters stapled to posts by all the town stop signs. Small birds hop beneath one of my feeders even by night. Winter is not the time to play by strict diurnal rules. They tidy up after their day shift ilk, stripping seed from sunflower husk and banking ball-bearing millet under the cover of darkness. Perhaps the cat watches. Perhaps the birds watch back. The snow is the perfect communicator. It doesn't have the pitfall of many who talk a lot, say very little, and do even less. It instead has rare idle chatter. It lets its messages be silently heard by those who know how to listen to the indentations upon the void, and itself creates a strange world which, for just a few months, finds magic in the authority of its murk. The world of Nivian wonders that is of a temporary rebirth, a do-over, where the millennia of soils are lost to the fickle weather of the night, where our snow forts are washed away by the rising tide of the Utah sun, and which strips the leaves from trees, leaving them bare as if still blissfully in Eden. All is renewed by the ablution of the snow. Its power comes from its ability to rejuvenate our dreams as well. In winter, my mornings start slower and evenings burn the dim orange oil of cozy comfort. I learn to be less restless, to relearn stationary arts, to affirm the joy of simple chores done quickly in the shattering cold. This winter, remember too that the sun still shines in the snowfall. Remember that the world still rolls forward even as we sleep. Remember to continue to learn even from those things which seem as ephemeral and fickle as the morning's fresh snow. What will you find upon this seasonal canvas framed in time and stretched by silence?
Wild About Utah is made possible by Bridgerland Audubon Society teaming up with the Cache Humane Society for their Feline Fix fundraiser, helping cat owners to save wild bird lives by limiting the population growth of stray and feral cats. More information at bridgerlandaudubon.org or at 435-213-3668.
I'm Patrick Kelly, and Wild About Utah